Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. It's midseason tournament time in high school basketball. We're pleased to be joined now by the Horton girls coach. That is Bailey Lanter, and it's brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers playing some really good ball right now, taking part in the midseason tournament at McLouth. Coach, let's start with the first round game earlier this week. You take care of business against Bishop Ward in that opening round, 74-12. So you look at the offensive output, you look at the defensive output, might be one of the most complete games you guys have played this season.
Yeah, absolutely. The girls, you know, came out really strong, you know, full steam ahead from the very beginning of the game. And so, yeah, played with a lot of intensity, a lot of aggressiveness on both sides of the ball.
I want to talk about one player in particular this week, and that is sophomore Kirsten Smith. I know Kansas Keough's kind of led the scoring output for you guys this season. We've talked about her throughout the course of the year, but this sophomore Kirsten Smith, you know, she has the ability to score and can do so at times, but, you know, you highlighted her defense, her rebounding. She had 10-plus boards in the game against Pleasant Ridge last week, just kind of doing that dirty work for you and giving you some really good minutes this season.
Absolutely. She's really stepped up. Like you said, I mean, she can score the ball for sure, but what I think has been the most impressive with Kirsten, like I said, is the way that she's stepped up, the number of deflections she's getting and steals and rebounds. You know, that's going to be just as important as our ability to score. And so kind of those other facets or those other aspects of the game that she's contributing right now has definitely added to the success that we've been seeing. So yeah, I've been super pleased with her play, especially, like I said, on that defensive side of the game where she's getting those steals and deflections and rebounds, giving us then the opportunity to go on the offensive end and score. So
yeah, you guys have won five straight. You know, you got to go back to mid-December the last time you lost. You know, it's your first season leading this program, and you guys sit here at 8-3. Want to get your thoughts on Moore Hill in a second, but what would you attribute to kind of this five-game run you guys are on? You know, that last loss against Donovan West, a ranked team in 2A, but you know, you guys are just playing some good ball. What do you kind of contribute or attribute to that success here over the last five games?
We've kind of adopted in our locker room this mindset of good enough is not good enough. You know, we are trying to continue to build every single practice and every single game. You know, we said we're striving for perfection, but we're certainly not there yet. And the great thing is we never will be. And so that gives us something to always kind of strive for and reach for. And so the girls just have that kind of, you know, carrot, I guess, that they're chasing at all times. And it just pushes us every day to get better as individuals and as a team. And I think the girls have really bought into that mindset of we're just going to continue to push and strive to get better, so that it's, you know, going to continue to be that uphill you know, rush until the end of the season and see where it can get us. So, you know, they've really bought into that. And like I said, we're doing some good things. We have lots of things that we can get better at. But right now we're definitely moving in the right direction, I should say.
Quick thought on Moore Hill Mounts Academy, coach. We'll get you out of here on this. You get the Ravens in the semifinals of the McLouth tournament on Thursday night. It's your first time seeing the Ravens this season. You know, in these two teams, you guys and Moore Hill battling, you know, in the Northeast Kansas League in terms of top of the standings right now. But you get them in the semifinals here. They have a legit 1-2 combo with Folsom and Koechner. What do you see in this matchup coming up on Thursday?
Moore Hill's a great team, and, you know, they're playing some good basketball right now as well. And so I definitely foresee it to be a battle tomorrow night. You know, we're going to have to play good defense. We're going to have to take care of the basketball. Those are two things that, you know, we have kind of emphasized as things that need to happen in order to be successful. And I like the opportunity to see Moore Hill in this tournament outside of, you know, league play, kind of gives us a little bit of insight into, you know, what we're going to be coming up against at the end of the season when it counts towards league. But yeah, I think it's going to be a hard fought match, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of it all. So
that is Horton girls basketball coach Bailey Lanter joining us again. The Chargers have won five straight. Now they get Moore Hill Mounts Academy tomorrow night in the semifinals of the McLouth Invitational. Coach, we really appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.